Hello, everyone, and welcome back to
Knit One, Sip Two.
We're your hosts,
Ren
and Alyssa. So, what are you knitting this week?
Well, this week I'm trying to keep the demons at bay by still working on this shawl. And I drove down to visit my parents. And it's about a 6-7 hour car ride. And I had planned on bringing two projects with me, which were my wedding shawl and this shawl. And I left my wedding shawl at home. So I'm probably going to get this shawl done this week and then have nothing to knit for the rest of the week. That's the hope. So what are you working on this week, Alyssa?
Still working on the sock. In my defense, I don't knit that often currently. I've been working on a lot of projects for school and everything, so haven't had much time to work on it, but I've got a couple inches to go before I can turn the heel.
So, yeah.
Not too bad. Do you have a would you rather question?
I do have a would you rather question for you. Okay, Alyssa, are you ready?
I am so ready.
Would you rather find $5 on the ground or find all of your missing socks that you've ever lost?
That one's actually way harder than I thought it would be.
What?
That one's kind of really hard.
Right?
I think I would rather... Yeah, I don't want to say $5 because, like, $5 really isn't that much. But, like, at the same time...
Okay, let's say $20.
I'd definitely take the money.
Yeah, so would I. But if it was $10, I would take the socks.
I think I would take the socks up to $20. Anything higher.
What about $15 though?
15?
15.
I mean, that's like 15 McChickens.
So right? I could so,
for like
money for that one.
15 days. Yeah, probably.
How much are your socks worth to you?
Really not that much because I don't wear them. I wear them if I have to and not any other time. So.
Oh, geez. Do you have one for me?
I do. Would you rather only be able to speak in rhyme or alliteration for the rest of your life?
Alliteration.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I feel like if I had to go talk to like a grocery store person and I was just like rhyming, like, they would think I'm just an entirely crazy person.
I mean, I think you would be kind of crazy if you were only speaking to me with alliteration. But that's just...
I mean, I would be, but yeah.
I would take rhyme.
Say. Rhyme? You yeah. Could be a rapper.
I could be a rapper, but I was also
thinking... A riper.
You know, whatever.
Oh, I love it.
Also, sorry if our audio quality isn't great this week. We are both recording off of our laptops and apparently I can't talk today either, but our internet connections aren't great.
Yeah, they're not the best. So sorry about that, guys. It'll be okay though. Next week we'll be back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yes.
But is that all the business taken care?
I think that's all the business. So let's get to the meat and potatoes of the episode. What are we talking about?
This week, since it's very topical to our world right now, we are doing Should Zoos Be Banned?
Should zoos be banned?
Should zoos be banned? It's an inside joke between us now.
So why do you think this topic is so relevant right now?
Well, Alyssa, Netflix was promoting, okay, it's not even a great series, but they were promoting it, and so now the entire world, or at least the nation of the United States, has tuned into this show called The Tiger King, about a guy who privately owns a zoo of, like, almost 200 big cats.
Over 200. It's like 227, I think.
Yeah, something crazy like that. And it's a very interesting show. I recommend it. I recommended it to you, like, last week.
And I said, no, I'm not watching it. And then my sister was like, I'm turning it on, so whatever. And I was like, fine. So I watched it, and now I have my entire family watching it together.
Because, like, it's really addicting. Like, it's so dumb. And every episode, like, the craziness just gets amplified. And you're like, it can't get crazier. Has to, like, plateau. Has to be normal. Nope. It just keeps going up and up and up. And if you've watched the show, you probably have by now, but you'll know what we're talking about. It's just insane. Like, it just keeps getting weirder and weirder. And it's just so strange. Have you gotten to the part of the polygamist?
I have.
What on earth? He has two husbands. The other guy has like 40 wives. Like, what is going on in the world?
With Doc, though, is I don't think he marries them. I think he just dates them all at one time.
Oh, it's crazy. It's bananas. Like, it just keeps getting crazier from there. There's a lot more twists and turns, and it's just like, oh my gosh.
It really, really is crazy. So,
yes.
To start off our discussion, what do you think?
I do not think zoos should be banned. I think zoos are good. I think they should be more heavily regulated. What do you think, Alyssa?
Same. I think that zoos are very good things. I think they're very educational. I think they've done a lot to aid in lower extinction rate, things like that. But I agree that it should be more regulated. And I think that, like, especially with the more private zoos, they should be even more regulated.
And while we're on this topic, do you think that there should be private zoos?
I don't think so.
Privately owned zoos? Okay. Because in the documentary, you get to see what they're being fed. And it's not great. So I think that, you know, all zoos should be publicly owned, and they should just be regulated more. Like, I hate that we keep having the same views on all of this stuff.
Well, this is probably the closest view,
like, we've
had.
Like, it's not fun.
Exactly the same, because a lot of times we agree on a topic, we don't necessarily agree for the same reasons. But, like, this one's very
true.
Spot on.
That happens
pretty much 100% agree on this for the same reasons.
But I know that there is, like, a national certification that many publicly owned zoos can't achieve. It is very hard to achieve them. But I think they should still raise the bar more, have bigger exhibits, have more zookeepers to be able to reach that certification. And if they don't have that certification, they should not be classified as a zoo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of my view on it and how I think zoos should be run. And, like, I know it's all for the safety of the animals, but I feel like you should try to mimic the animal's natural environment as much as you can.
Yes.
And not make it feel like they're in a cage.
That's something that Columbus does really well.
They do. The Columbus Zoo does that very, very well.
Especially with the African safari exhibit.
Yeah.
Like, it's all open.
And, like, I understand you can't actually, like, recreate a huge savanna for the giraffes to roam with the zebras and do all that stuff. But give them, like, better than, because I know the zoo here in my hometown, the zebra and giraffe exhibit is literally concrete. A cement floor. And they are one of the accredited zoos, but I think that should be one of the things, like, yes, it's easy to clean. It might not be the best for the animals, though. And, like, I haven't done a ton of research to know, like, what flooring is best for the animals. That's, like, why there's zookeepers. But I think it just really... I think the standard should be raised a lot, because after seeing better zoos and how animals are kind of taken care of more, I think they just need to raise their standards a lot. But what would be one of, like, the points, say we're on the opposing side, that zoos should not be banned? What would you say for your argument?
If somebody else said that they should be?
No, act like you're the person who thinks they should be banned.
Oh, they should be banned? I think my argument would be for the zoos that don't have that accreditation. Ones who do a lot of breeding because the animals who are born into captivity will never be able to live out of captivity. So my thing is that, like, the animals are still going to be born. There's still going to be animals born into captivity. So I think my argument would be, like, for stuff like that, oh yes, it's helping the population, but it's not a natural thing, I guess. Something along those lines.
I think I would say kind of for the same reason, because I feel like even though the zoos are publicly owned, they have their own trading network of the baby animals. And so sometimes they'll breed them just for the purpose of making money or being able to trade for a better animal or something like that. And so I watched kind of firsthand what happened at the zoo here. We got, like, a jaguar when I was younger, but I could understand, like, what was going on. And within, like, a year or two of having her, after she kind of stopped being like, oh, the new animal, the new exhibit, everything. And so it stopped making her money. They decided to breed her, which brought in money because they had the cubs. And within, I think it was, like, within a month or two of her having the cubs, they were gone. So she didn't even really get to raise them before they were taken away from her. And so, and, like, I'm not an expert on big cats or anything like that, but I think she grieved and she was very depressed. And I think she's, like, still depressed because they literally took her babies away when it's in their biological components to, like, take care of the babies for, like, a year or two. So I think the breeding program should be changed, and especially on that, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know if you ever saw anything like that. I know where we're at, all the zoos are at least an hour away.
Yeah, we always...
But I grew up...
Columbus.
That one is really cool. I will say, I always have liked the reptile exhibits, but I do think they should be bigger so that it's not just, like, what can be replicated in some guy's basement.
Yeah.
Like, I know we talk about the bigger animals a lot, but what about, like, the birds? What about, you know, like, all the other animals, really? Like, well, the reptiles, or...
Columbus. With the birds. Reptiles, I'm not really sure how much space they need or anything, but they're not, like, super small or anything. and like all the water stuff is pretty big.
It's always fresh
and open.
Yeah, I've noticed that they do tend to take very good care of them when they are like in the food and water and the cleanliness of their enclosure, which I know takes a lot of time because they usually have to be cleaned daily. So I know that takes a lot of time.
I like that because a lot of the animals who are from warmer climates and stuff, once the temperatures start rising a little bit, they always have it up to the animal's choice whether they want to be outside or be inside. And
yeah, I think same for the animals that are more active in the cold, like when it's winter.
Right.
Don't they have polar bears at the Columbus Zoo? Yes. That one always makes me sad. Like, the polar bears and penguins, like, you can never replicate where they're originally from.
Right.
So that one always makes me sad. But I think it would be cool if they tried to get, like, animals that were, like, from the regions. You know?
Yeah.
Like, trying to do that more so people can understand about like what animals are around them and in their environment.
Well, they have that at Columbus.
How to treat them. Yeah, they do, but I think it should be bigger and more advertised and that sort of stuff. I feel like we could talk more about this topic, but it's not as interesting since we both have the same views and the same reasons.
Plus, I feel like we're both just tired today.
I'm so tired. I haven't done much, but I'm pretty tired.
I finally slept more than 2 hours last night, and I took a nap after my classes today, and I'm like, I'm ready
for
another nap. You have
been sleeping a lot. Yeah.
I just have not been sleeping, like, at all, and then last night I slept, like, 6 hours, I think. And so my body's like, oh, you just got too much sleep. Sleep some more.
All the sleep for you. Well, are we done with that topic? That was pretty lame.
That was pretty lame. Apparently this is going to be a shorter episode, guys. Sorry about that.
So sorry. Horribly embarrassing for us.
Honestly.
My goodness. Well, I just feel bad for people.
I honestly,
it doesn't matter.
Same view, though.
What?
I honestly didn't think we would have the same view, like exactly the same.
Well, I also feel like the, like for my reason, I feel like the zookeepers should have more training. Like, I'm not exactly sure how much training the zookeepers need or anything.
I think they go to school.
I'm not sure if like
ever.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if, like, every single zookeeper does, or, you know, like, what actually happens. But I think it would be cool. Okay.
Because now you got me curious.
Because I'm going to feel bad if I'm like, I feel like they need more school, and they go to school for, like, 8 years. And I also know they don't make that much money. And they have to work holidays and stuff, because, like, the animals are always there.
They need a bachelor's degree in biology, zoology, zoo technology, or some field related to animal management. Another option is a specialized 2-year zookeeper degree, but a lot of volunteer work and internship.
Okay. Well, I think it should just also be kind of more broadcasted about what they actually do and everything like that. And I feel like with social media now, you can kind of see more.
Yeah. I know that this isn't really related, but it's kind of along the same topic. What, do you have any like differing opinions about aquariums?
I'm not sure. I've only been to like a handful of aquariums, and honestly, they kind of freak me out. I know you're more into the marine life than I am, so what do you think?
I like aquariums when they are done right. Like, you can tell when, I think it's easier to get more of a, like, natural environment in an aquarium rather than.
Oh, it really is. Yeah.
And I've been to a couple of them, but we also watched this kind of docuseries called The Aquarium, and it's the Atlanta Aquarium. It's, like, huge. It's actually big enough.
I've been to it, yeah.
Whale sharks, which is really cool to me. So,
well, like, I remember I always liked the whale sharks, and that's kind of how I got on that kick when I was younger from going to that aquarium.
Right. Like, I really want to go there because of the sharks that they have and everything, and that's, like, my favorite, but, like, they're actually big enough. They meet the standards, but it's, like, all the behind the scenes, like, taking care of the animals. You get to know the animals kind of through it.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. But I've also been to, like, other ones where it's like, oh, I feel like this isn't big enough for this animal.
I feel like one time I went to the Cleveland Aquarium.
I've been there.
I don't know if that's right. I think it is because we went to this cool grilled cheese shop afterwards. But it just felt really small. It felt very, like, it looked aesthetically cool on the inside, but I don't think, like, the tanks were just, like, super awesome. You know what I mean?
I thought that they were good for not being a huge aquarium.
Yeah.
Because I really like going there. I like the area that they have, like, this big open walk-through area with, like, all the sharks.
That place was really cool, yeah.
I feel like if they made that bigger, it could be really cool.
But it also takes so much time, and I feel like aquariums take more money than zoos almost. And, like, I know nothing about that, but that's just kind of my, I don't know anything about this perspective. Do you know that at all? Aquariums take more?
I feel like, honestly, I'm not sure. That's something we can definitely, like, look into at some point.
Because you have to do so much water testing, and you have to make sure they're having the right food,
but you
and
also
have you have to keep the water clean. Yeah. What?
But you also have to do the same thing with, like, zoo animals also.
True.
I feel like there's, depending on the size, like, maybe not for, like, the Atlanta aquarium, but for, like, a typical normal size zoo versus, like, a normal size aquarium, I feel like there's a lot more animals at a zoo.
True. Well, maybe one thing to bolster the argument of should, like, my view on zoos and if they should be manned or not is I know a lot of them feed, like, food that's not always going to be in the animals' diets. Like, hippos are not going to have access to carrots. So why are you feeding the hippo carrots? If a hippo would not eat carrots out in the wild, why are they eating carrots in captivity? So I think one of my things would be try to feed them more food that's, like, native to them. No, and I know all of them have been bred in captivity, but
the problem with that, though, is then you can, like, because a lot of animals that end up in zoos, there's something that happened. Like, they were left behind. Something happened to their parents. Like, they couldn't live by themselves. There's some reason why they're not in the wild anymore. And the problem.
Well, also, is, like, the majority of them.
Carnivore animals. Then you're not just going to be feeding the lions and the tigers and stuff, like, live prey from other exhibits, like, type thing, you know? Which is stuff that they'd be eating if they were in the wild.
Well, I think one thing about your argument that I haven't known is that all of the animals in the zoo that, because that's the zoo I'm most familiar with, and that's the one where I'm kind of citing all this stuff from, really, is that all the animals were bred in captivity. They weren't, like, left in the wild and somebody just came and scooped them up and was like, here you go, you're in Cincinnati, or you're in Albuquerque now. Like, so they've all been bred into captivity, to my knowledge. And so that's why I'm kind of like, well, all that, that's all they've known. Why not try to give them at least a piece of their natural habitat? And I understand you're not going to want to feed a jaguar rabbit while there's children looking. Like, right. I get it for medical reasons, but I don't think they should be getting hamburger. I think they should be getting something closer to what they would have been eating. Like fish, or, well, I don't know if they eat fish. You know what I mean, though?
Well, I know that they do that at Columbus, because I've seen, because at Columbus they do this thing where, like, you get a, you can go to an exhibit at certain times, and that animal zookeeper will be there, and it'll be, like, snack time or dinner time, and they'll explain everything to you
about it. And the animal has to hunt?
Don't think so. See, that's the thing, though, is for the, I'm thinking a lot about the Australia exhibits, and there a lot of those you're in there with the other animals, so I feel like
okay
you have to be careful with the hunting aspect so that they don't, it doesn't upset the balance.
Yeah, kangaroos just eat like grass and bugs, right?
I don't know, I could not tell you what kangaroos eat.
I can't see a kangaroo hunting.
I mean, they'd definitely be able to.
I mean, yeah, but I just can't see it happening. But no. I've also never seen a kangaroo in the wild, and I don't think I can actually, like, wrap my mind around a kangaroo until I see it in the wild. Like, I had stuffed animals, and, like, I've watched videos, but I'm just like...
Have you seen a...
such a weird... Yeah, but they're just, like, such a weird animal. Like, I want to see it, like, in its natural habitat out in Australia and be like, alrighty.
That's a kangaroo.
Okay. Yeah, but, like, I'm still, like, it's a joke. Somebody's playing a big joke. Like,
these are all real, very realistic animatronics. That's what these are.
They're bunnies that grew too big. They're the weirdest creatures, though. Like, I understand the koala for some reason, because it's like kind of like a possum almost, kind of like a possum sloth thing. Okay. Kangaroos, they're huge. Like, kangaroos are huge, and like not even like the little miniature ones that they have, I don't know what they're called, but like it's just crazy.
Oh, an animal I have that's like that, that I just couldn't process. I will sit there and I will talk till I'm blue in the face about sharks and all the different kinds of sharks and how somehow they all coexist in the ocean. But the one animal I could not grasp is a manatee. Okay? And finally...
Oh, I love manatees.
Last time we went to... Because I've seen them, obviously, because Columbus has manatees. They've always had manatees for as long as I can remember. And my dad found like a manatee viewing area, like yeah. Where you go and the manatees just go there. And so like you can always see, you can see them there a lot during certain times of year because the water's warmer because there's like runoff from like a factory that makes it warm,
mm-hmm.
warm water. And so we went there and I actually got to see a bunch of manatees and some really cool sharks out like in the actual wild. And it was really awesome.
Did you really grasp them?
I do. Now I understand the concept of manatees and how big they are and how awesome. And there's some sharks that jump out of the water and spin in circles.
That's really cool.
Yeah, they're called.
I think another one of those animals for me is like the alligator. I understand what an alligator is. I understand what it does. I understand its habitat. I understand a lot about the alligator. Just like, they're crazy though. They're like on the same level as the kangaroo and like crazy absurdness. Like just weird. Like the pangolin. Like, what's going on?
I don't, okay, I've never actually seen an armadillo in person. I've seen a picture of an armadillo, and apparently they have them where my sister lives in Tennessee, but I have never seen one in the wild, and honestly, I cannot tell you, like, if they exist or not. Like,
I armadillos that I can attest that they are very, very real and very weird. They're very weird.
We're probably gonna have to move.
Should zoos be banned?
Because the internet is coming in and out very badly currently.
So I feel like we just
gotta move on this. It's also been storming a lot and the wind has been really bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. But we're cutting.
But is that all we have on should zoos be banned?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're good.
Alrighty. Well, we still have two more things to do today.
We do have two more things. Three more things to do.
Yeah.
We have our hot gossip, our what the knit, and our crafty facty.
Alrighty. Alyssa?
Yes.
What's your what the knit for the week?
My what the knit is that I had to work two shifts this weekend. I had to work Friday a closing shift, which is 3:15 to 11. And then I had to work an opening shift, which is 8 to 3:30, which means I have to get up at 6 to be able to function. And then my boss, we're at work, and he goes, hey, do you want to pick up tomorrow's opening shift? And I'm like, I guess. And so I opened yesterday also. All on less than 6 hours of sleep for the entire 3 days.
Yeah.
And I had so much homework and stuff that literally I was laying in bed. It was like 3:30 in the morning, Saturday night. I had to be up at 6, and I was just like, I am regretting this, picking this up more than anything right now. Like, literally. It was terrible.
Yeah.
But I learned.
So what?
I learned how to work the cash register.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, I guess so. It was all right. I also burnt my arm in like 6 different places.
Well, it's the life of you.
It is. It is. So what's your life?
Okay. I have a very good weapon it.
Okay.
Alyssa, do you remember the saga of Squirrel Nutkin that I had last semester?
I do.
That carried into this semester?
Yes.
Okay. There is a squirrel in my yard who is missing half his tail. Now, the physical tail is there. Is there hair on his tail? No. And he climbs up and lives on my roof. So I have another squirrel without a tail in my life.
Yeah.
So now that makes two, and that is two too many.
You know, squirrels are great. They're so cute. They're awesome. Maybe you can befriend them.
I mean, I think they want me to befriend them, but like the tails creep me out. I just thought it was really funny that there's another squirrel without half its tail. Like, it's weird. It's turning out to be really weird.
They're just haunting you.
Yeah. So what's your hot gossip?
Okay. So, I am taking physics class. All right. That's it. That's
hot. Alrighty.
No, I'm just kidding. We had a midterm project And he's been telling us for like 2 months, hey, pick a video, because like our project is literally pick a movie clip or a TV clip or record your own video of doing something and then analyze it like we do in class. So this class is mostly us like just learning about things like Newton's laws and kinematics and conservation of momentum and stuff like that, and learning the math behind it, but applying it to like real life and like movies. So like, can it happen in real life? So it's really interesting. But I failed my first test. I got a 27 on it. That is the only grade we have in the class. So I currently am sitting at a 27% in my physics class.
Okay.
And so my midterm project is 10% of my grade. I'm like, that could bring me up, you know, because I have test corrections to do also, because he lets us correct our tests and then turn them in, and then he averages out the scores.
Okay.
And so I'm like, I need to get an A or at least a B on this midterm project. So I found a video. And do you know anything about the Dukes of Hazzard?
I don't know. It sounds familiar.
Okay, well, they're hillbilly redneck people. I don't know. They do a lot of car jumps. So I took like a video of them jumping the General Lee over a train. And so I was going to ask, how long did the jump last? And what's the final velocity? And like, would the car run when it hit the ground? Okay. So Thursday night last week, I found this. I stared at it trying to figure out the math for about 3 hours. Okay. So I was like, I'm just going to do the conversions and change the speed into meters per second and stuff like that, you know. Just doing all the conversions, turn everything into meters, whatever. And I could not figure it out. So I was like, okay, I'll do this on Saturday when I get home from work. So I came home from work, I took a nap, got up at 8, started working on it, didn't stop working on it until 2:30. Thought I was on to something, but also it didn't feel right. And when I got the final answer, it didn't make sense that the car would be going faster when it hit the ground than it would when it left. So it just didn't make sense. And so I was like, I'm going to sleep on this and do this tomorrow night. So last night, I got home from work, I took a nap. And then I was like, I woke up at like 5. I woke up at like 7, I think. And I was like, I'm going to crack down on this. First, I'm going to do my test corrections because they were also due today.
Okay.
And so I do my test corrections and I'm doing them. And I just have this epiphany. I'm like, what am I doing with my life? Why am I making this so hard? And literally, I sat down. And it took me less than 10 minutes to completely redo my problem from my movie clip. And I'm pretty sure the only thing that I might have wrong is directions. So I wasted so much time.
Oh my God, that's really funny.
I felt so stupid. But last night.
Like, it's not funny, but it is. It's very funny.
I was crying because I was like last night, because I was so happy that I figured it out, because I literally thought I was not turning anything in for this project.
Oh my gosh. That's beautiful.
I know, but I'm like, am I now a physicist? Because I think I am.
They all have an epiphany moment and they're just like, yes.
Literally, all that, like if I would have just, I don't know, did my test corrections before yesterday, I would have gotten it like right away, but you know, it's whatever, it's fine.
And you wouldn't have wasted hours on it,
right? And like, that means I have so much homework to do tonight still, because I wasted so much time on that one.
Oh, I love it.
Whatever. What's your hot gossip?
Well, my hot gossip isn't that exciting. So I am at my parents, and it usually, do you remember how long it took us to get down here? Like 7.5 hours?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. So yesterday while I was driving, it was a Sunday for one thing, and we have the quarantine going on. But I only got out of my car once and, like, you know, I was safe about it. It was just to pump gas and go pee. But so, like, I think I saw a total of only 30 other cars on the road.
The entire way?
And I did it in 6 hours. Yeah, and I was not speeding. I was going 72 the whole way when the speed limit's 70. So I was not, like, speeding. And, like, there was, like, I didn't have any other element. And it took me 6 hours. And I only saw 30 other cars on the road for, like, a 400-mile trip.
That would have been nice.
It was weird. It was very eerie because I was like, if I get into a wreck, nobody's gonna find me for a while, and my car is like old fashioned, so it doesn't have like an OnStar or any like immediate alert or anything.
Right.
Also, the wind was horrible yesterday. Yeah, the wind was terrible. Like, there was a moment, like, there were two moments when I was like, I should stop and turn around.
It was bad when I was just driving to work yesterday.
It was really bad. Yeah, like, I was quite scared because I have a little car too, and so it's like shake, 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 and I was like, oh no. And you can't slow down because the wind isn't, like, it's not going to get better if you slow down. If it's like crossing you, there's nothing you can do. So that's my hot gossip.
Ooh. And do you have a crafty facty for us?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Alrighty, guys. So, I'm going to give you two, since they're both lame, because they came from my head. Because they're always lame, and they always come from my head now.
Yeah, all of a sudden, that's what we're doing.
Because there's no craft facts online to find. But alrighty, okay?
Alright.
So, we've been in quarantine for almost a month now. Okay. By this point, many people have run out of the masks, or people who need the masks, like myself, because of diseases or stuff that they cannot control that makes them more, like, higher chance of dying. And they need the masks. And they cannot buy any because there's so many lovely people in the world who bought 700 masks for nobody, for one person. They're lovely people. I'm very happy with those folks. But you can make your own mask, and don't worry about the elastic, because guess what? Walmart has the little birthday party hats with the elastic strap on them. You know, that tiny little thing when you buy party hats for a dollar at Walmart. Well, you can use those things in your mask that you sew yourself. So all you need is a sewing machine, which is quite a bit of money, but to save on that mask, it's totally worth it. If you have our Patreon video, you'll see that little video I just did.
As soon as I can figure out how to put it up there, because for some reason our videos are too big. Like, it's not that they're too long. They're just too large.
They're, like, too large?
Yeah. But I think it's because,
like, file size?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I've been trying to figure it out. We will let you know.
Have you tried to compress it?
I didn't mess with it too much, okay?
Okay. If you see this on Patreon, you'll know that we've done our job.
And then you can also watch something else. What was the other thing? Oh, our mini series will also be on there if I can figure it out.
And Alyssa, what is our mini series called?
It's called Absurd Babbles About Movies Minnesota.
A bam. I thought you were just gonna say a bam, and then you gave the full name, and I was like, oh.
I usually don't give the full name. Anyway,
Where can the people find us, Alyssa, if they would like more of our craziness?
You can find us on Instagram at
knit1sip2_podcast.
You can find us on Twitter at
knit1sip2.
You can find us on Facebook at
knit1sip2_podcast.
Don't forget to go and support us on Patreon at
knit1sip2podcast.
And follow us on whatever listening platform you got, okay? And if you have any questions,
you can also leave a 5-star review if you really like this podcast on any of those platforms as well, and that'll really help us.
You should definitely do that because we love you. Okay.
We love you so much. Thank you, dear listener, that we've never met.
Yes.
Thank you for not crushing our dreams.
So, if you have any questions, concerns,
comments,
topic ideas.
Topic ideas. Oh. That's the one we get right today.
Movie suggestions for bad movies for ABAM.
ABAM.
Please DM us on any of our social media or email us at
knit1sip2podcast@gmail.com. Or DM us on any of our social medias.
Great job.
And that's all we got. Did you just say all of that? I thought, for a second I was like, you just said all that, and I just repeated it.
I said the social media thing.
Good. Now you know where you can DM us at.
You can't miss it. All right. So, that's all we got for you today.
All we have. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Bye.